Medford Area School District held their monthly board meeting, and District Administrator Pat Sullivan is here to tell us, well, what we all accomplished.
Well, we started this meeting up at the high school touring the concession stand that the building trades class has been working on since the start of the school year. So we were fortunate enough to have three students that are part of that program take the school board through the project, show them, you know, what they've done so far, and they talked about all the different things that they've learned in building this structure. And again, just gave the board a chance to see it. Now, it's not done yet. The plan is that it will be done by the end of the school year, and then we will be using it in the fall for our soccer and our football games. So that was really neat to see and hear from the students that have been working on that project all year. Then we went back to the district office and started the meeting by electing our board officers. So Dave Flegel was elected to stay in as president. John Zuliger stays in as vice president. Jody Nurnberger will stay as the secretary, and Brian Hallgren will stay as the treasurer. And then a discussion followed about the different committees, and Dave Flegel informed the rest of the board to fill out their interest survey on what committees they'd like to be on, and then he will work on assigning for the next year the committee appointments. Then we discussed the food service contract, and this was something as well that was discussed in finance. A couple things came out of that. One is there will be no increase to the breakfast or the lunch prices that we charge students for the next school year. And we did renew the contract. We did a renewal with Aviance for our food service business. I updated the board after that on the YMCA and what has happened since the last board meeting. I did sit down with the YMCA representative, John Nystrom. We talked about the different things that the school district would have an interest in this partnership. One would be that we're looking at a 25-year lease at $1 a year, that we want a road punched in from Highway Q over to the elementary school, that we want a designated classroom space in this structure so we can have a pre-K classroom. We talked also about if the YMCA all of a sudden didn't sell enough memberships, that the building would then become the property of the school district. We would get that building if they ever left town. So those were things we talked about. Then it was suggested that we should also talk about maintenance of the road that comes in. Now, we would plow it, but we are going to ask that the YMCA work with us and help pay for any maintenance outside of that as years go on. So resealing or someday having to repave or re-blacktop that road. So we'll work that into it. So our attorney has those things, and our attorney is also going to draw up an agreement that would protect the school district. And from there, that would go to the YMCA board. And then if they approve it, it would get final approval from the Medford School Board. So we'll be looking at something in May, possibly from that potential partnership agreement. And the YMCA is in the stage of working on donations for this project. We had an update on our policies, which we always do. Again, not a lot done on policies, but again, they're always available. People would like to see them.
A monthly meeting held, reorganizational, and thanks for coming in. Pat Sullivan, District Administrator of the Medford Area School System.